Three women, that they were all three sleeping on the same bed. And it turned out that there was blood on the bed underneath one of the sleeping women. Kulan tameos, all three women are tamei meisafek. We don't know from which woman this dam came from. As a woman who has seen this dam would be tameos, and since we don't know from which woman this dam came from, all three are tamei meisafek. But ka'achas mehem, the nimso is tameo. He tameo who stands to her. But if after we saw there was a blood stain on the bed, one of the women immediately checked herself to see if she was anita, and she found that she was anita, in such a case, she would be the one that's tameo, and the other two would be tar. And since she has found that she is anita, it most likely came from her, so only she is tameo, while the other two are taharas. B'taylai zu b'zu. And the woman could be Taila one on the other. Meaning to say, if one of the three women that were sleeping on this bed was a woman that generally does not see dam, such as a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, she can say, since I don't usually see dam, it didn't come from me, it came from the other two women, so therefore she would be Tara, while the other two would be the one that are tameos. Then, lo hayuruyas lira. But if all three were not right to see dam, if all three were pregnant or nursing, that generally do not see dam. In such a case, roen osam ki'ilu hein ruyos. We would look at them as if they are right to see dam. We would be mitami all three of them. And since it's all three of them that are muberes or manikos that are pregnant or nursing, and this blood had to come from one of them, and we don't know which one it came from, so therefore all three of them would be tmeos in such a case. Three women were sleeping on the same bed. And it turned out that there was a blood stain underneath the woman who was sleeping in the middle. Kulan tameos. All three women are tamei meisafek. And it's possible it came from any one of the three of them, so therefore they're all tamei meisafek. We don't know which one of the nidah, so therefore they're all tamei. Tachas hapnimis. Shtayim hapnimis tameos v'achitzonis tahara. But if the blood was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the inside of the bed was pushed up against the wall, and the woman who is sleeping next to the wall is called the penimus, the one sleeping on the inside of the bed, and the blood was found underneath where she was sleeping. In such a case, the two women who are sleeping on the inside are tameos. The woman who is sleeping in the middle and the woman who is sleeping next to the wall would be tameos, as is possible it came from either one of them, so they are both tummy meat suffering. But the woman who is sleeping on the outside, farther away from the wall, would be tahira. And since she is sleeping farther away from the woman who is sleeping on the inside, it's unlikely that it came from her, and she would be tahira. Now, even though we had in the previous Mishnah that were three women are sleeping on the same bed, and blood was found underneath one of them, and the Mishnah says they are all tummy, and the Mishnah does not differentiate as to where the dam was found, whether it was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the inside, or was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the outside, or was found underneath the woman who was sleeping in the middle. And the Mepharshim explains that Mishnah is talking about where the three women are sleeping mamish right up against each other. So in such a case, wherever the dam was found, it's possible it came from any one of them since they are sleeping so close to each other. As opposed to this Mishnah, it's talking about where they are not sleeping so close to each other. So therefore, if the dam was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the inside, it's very unlikely it came from the woman who was sleeping on the outside, so she would be tahira. Tachas hachitzayna. Shtayim hachitzayna is tmeos ba'apnimis tahira. If the dam was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the outside farther away from the wall, in such a case, the two women who were sleeping on the outside of the bed, the woman who was sleeping in the middle, and the woman who was sleeping on the outside farther away from the wall, they would be tameos, as it's possible it came from either one of those two women. But the woman who was sleeping on the inside, close to the wall, she would be tahara, as it's unlikely it came from her, since she was sleeping so far away from where the dam was found. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amasai, when do we say that when the dam was found underneath the woman who was sleeping on the outside, that the woman who was sleeping on the inside is tahara? That's only when the woman went on the bed by going over the foot of the bed. That's how they got up on the bed. So in such a case, the woman who was sleeping on the inside never passed over the outside part of the bed. So therefore, when the blood was found on the outside part of the bed, the woman who was sleeping on the penimit is tahira. But if all three of them passed over the outside of the bed in order to get to the spot of the bed where they were sleeping, in such a case, even when the dam was found on the outer part of the bed, the woman who was sleeping next to the wall, the woman who was sleeping on the penimis of the bed, would also be tamea. As it's possible that the dam came from her, and maybe she saw the dam as she was going up past the outside of the bed in order to get to her spot on the bed. So therefore, in such a case, all three women would be tamea. If after blood was found on the bed, one of the three women checked herself immediately and found that she was tahira. She found that she was not in either. In such a case, the din is he tahira ustayim tmeo. She would be tahira, while the other two would be tmeos misafik. And since she checked herself immediately and found that she was not in either, so it's unlikely the blood came from her. Must have came from one of the other two women. So only the other two women would be tmeos. Barkustayim umatu tahiras. Hain tahiras ustlishes tmeos. If two of the women who were sleeping on the bed checked themselves immediately after Dom was found on the bed, and they found that they were Tahirah, they found that they were not Anita, so those two would be Tahirah, while the third one who did not check herself, she would be Tmeah, that must have came from that third woman, since the other two checked themselves immediately and found that they were not Anita. Shlashtan umatu Tahirah. Kulan Tmeah. But if all three of them checked themselves immediately after the Dom was found on the bed, and all three of them found that they were not Anita, in such a case, all of them are Tmeah. As a dam must have came from one of them. So therefore, even though they all three checked and found they were tahirah, since it must have came from one of the three of them, all three are tmeos, may suffer. Lama adavar damit. What would this be compared to, this case, in which dam was found on a bed where three women were sleeping? Ligal tame shenitare ben beiz galim tahirah. It can be compared to a mound, that is tame, there was a mound, in which we know there's a kazayas from a maze from a corpse underneath the mound. And anybody that goes up in that mound is tummy. And there are another two mounds that are tahirah that did not have a mate underneath the mound. And the mound that was tummy got mixed up with the two mounds that are tar. We no longer know underneath which mound the kazayas from the maze is to be found. Ubarku achad mehem umatu tar. Hu tar ushnayin tmeh. If we check underneath one of the mounds and we found that that mound is tar, we found that that mound did not have a kazayas min hameis underneath it. Only that mound would be tar, while the other two would be tummy. And until we check one of the mounds, all three are tummy misafik. And since we know that underneath one of these mounds is to be found a kazayas from a mace, so therefore misafik, all three mounds would be tummy. Anybody who goes up on any one of these three mounds would be tummy from a mace. But now that we check one of the mounds and found that that mound is tar, that mound does not have a kazayas min hameis underneath it, that mound would be tall, while the other two would be tummy, as the kazayas min hameis must be underneath one of the other two. Shnayim umato taharim. Heim taharim vashlishi tummy. If you went ahead and checked two of the mounds, you checked underneath two of the mounds, and did not find a kazayas min hameis underneath those two. So those two are tar, and the kazayas min hameis cannot be underneath those two. And the third one which you did not check is tummy, and the kazayas min hameis must be underneath the third one. Shlashtan umato taharim. Kulon Tmeim, Divrei Rabbi Neir. But if you went ahead and checked underneath all three of them, and did not find the Kazayas Min HaMeis underneath any of them, in such a case, all of them are Tame, as we know the Kazayas Min HaMeis is underneath one of them. And when you checked all three of them and did not find the Kazayas Min HaMeis underneath any of them, so you obviously did not check well enough. So therefore, they're all Tame Misafik, as we again don't know underneath which one of these mounds the Kazayas Min HaMeis is found. Shahayi Rabbi Meir, Oimer. Kol davar shehu becheskas tuma la'olam hu betumaso achi yodea lecha tuma heichen hi. Why did Rabbi Meir say that when you checked all three mouths and did not find the kazayas min hameis underneath any of them, that all three mouths are tmeah? And since he didn't find the kazayas min hameis underneath any of them, maybe we should say they are all tar, as we don't see a kazayas min hameis underneath any of them. The reason why Rabbi Meir is metame all three of them is because Rabbi Meir says anytime you have a cheskas tuma, if you have a chazaka, that one of these mouths is tmeah, as we had an assumption that there was a kazayas min hameis underneath one of them. So one of them was the cheskas tuma. We know that at one point there was a kazayas min hameis underneath one of them. So therefore it's the cheskas tuma. And it will always remain tuma until we know for sure that the tuma was removed. And since we know that at one point there was a kazayas min hameis underneath one of these mounds, even though we have checked all three mounds and we did not find the kazayas min hameis underneath any of them, since we have a cheskas tuma, we have to assume they are tameh until we know for sure what happened to that tuma that was underneath the mound. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say that we have to go ahead and check all three mounds. We have to dig up underneath the mound to see if we can find the kazayas min hameis. We would dig down until we reach a sela, a rock, or until we reach karka besula, virgin karka, meaning karka that has never been dug up ever, that the kazayas min hameis cannot be any further down. And if we check as far as a sela or karka basula and we have not found the kazayas min hameis, we can assume that it's tar. As we check well and we did not find the kazayas min hameis, so it must be gone. Maybe a bird took it. So therefore, according to the Chacham, when we check all three mounds, all the way down to a cellar or a karka basula, and did not find the kedashman of mace underneath any of them, they are all tarred. We can assume that the mace is gone, that maybe a bird took it, and it's no longer here, and all three would be tarred. While according to Rabbi Meir, even though we checked all three mounds and did not find the kedashman of mace, all three mounds would remain tameh. And since we have a cheskes tumah, since we know that at one point there was a kedashman of mace underneath one of them, they would remain tameh until we know for sure what happened to the kedashman of mace.